Blessings, sinners. It's your favorite uncle and heretic, Gilbreth Benardis, and today's sermon is on redemption, mistaken identity, and how to bluff your way into priesthood without meaning to. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gilbreth, how does one accidentally become a priest? Well, they go to church. That's exactly what they do. They go to the clerical place, and you see, they had this ritual. The ritual, they called it a dry bath. And it's where they take cloths, and the cloths were all of this certain color. And the thing is, at this place, there was a group of people I liked, and they were all having drinks and snack time, and the drinks was, well, beer, right? Well, anyway, those things that this cleric priest person was talking about, they just kind of dragged on and on and on. It was boring. It was like watching paint dry, you know, or watching the leaves on a little stem grow out. Of course, and again, that is actually quite entertaining. Have you ever watched grass grow, or the leaves pop out? It's quite beautiful, quite amazing, and I really enjoy it. Well, anyway, they said that if you wanted to have beer and golly, what were they eating as a snack? It was warm beer and bread. If you wanted to have warm beer and bread, you had to go through the ritual thing. And they called it a ragism. Well, the thing is, that's what I did. And they were like, well, you know, young Gilbreth, are you ready and all that? Well, anyway, I just said whatever I needed to say, and I rubbed the rags on them and all that. They seemed to think I was ready. And then, lo and behold, a bunch of stuff started to change. And it wasn't to my liking, I'll tell you. And I never could figure out why. Well, anyway, I studied that, they gave us all a little book, and I studied that thing. Listened to preachers and went to all these little meetings and groups and little get-togethers and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. And when I did that, you know, I started to think, well, hey, you know, old Gilbreth is righteous. And, you know, there was all these people that were looking up to me. I thought I had a bunch of friends. Now, that's what we would do. We would go to taverns and drink, and we'd go here and there and go on adventures and do all kinds of stuff. And occasionally, you know, I would pay in my coin, and you know, we had a bunch of fun. It was some super awesome times. You know, there were some sorcerers that were bringing sorcerer books to one of the cleric taverns. There were these special cleric taverns where they would serve the special warm beer and the bread, and you had to be a member of that special cleric tavern. I was a member of all of them, you know, because I just went in and mentioned the ragism, and there I was, you know, and I just kept bringing people there, and they're like, hey, you know, this Gilbreth is an amazing leader and all that, and I'm like, hey, you know, this is awesome. They think I'm a leader, or what the hell am I leading? I don't know, but anyway. Now, there was a man I was reading, or a woman I was reading a story about, and she would, she was involved in, in swords and arcane arts, right? You know, enchantments and those kinds of things. And then became this huge, almost like a underground weapons type of runner. And the book was called Battle Lord. And anyway, they had one of the quotes whenever he was meeting this this very big person, and they said they call you the Battle Lord, or they call me the Battle Lord, and I said no. Or she said, no. What you're thinking of is Lord of Battle. And their reply was, yes, but I prefer it my way. Well, anyway, they also said that, being involved in the trade of battle weapons and all of that, and selling your first illegal enchantment and stuff like that is kind of like sex and falling in love. You have no idea what you're doing. It's over way too fast. And that's kind of what it is. Well, anyway, when you're saying, Gilbreth, how does one accidentally become a priest? And it's the exact same way that you fall in love. Now, you weren't paying attention, but you were wearing someone else's robes, and before you knew it, people are confessing their things they really shouldn't. And people were talking to me all the time and saying, I feel like I can trust you. And, you know, they were sharing with me all kinds of secrets and this other kind of stuff, and all I did was just sit there and accept them. I was like, hey, you know, it's cool. You know, there ain't any problems with that. You know, right, I get similar feelings too, and I'd give them advice. Some of it good, some of it terrible, you know. There was... someone would follow that advice. And before I knew it, you know, and there was... You know, I found out later, like many years later, that, you know, there was people saying that they were, you know, assisting on all of that. And it's like, you know, I'm still denying a lot of that to this day, because I just, you know... A halfling trying to figure out life, right? And, you know, move from one place to the other. And, you know, live without pain, right? You know, or whatever. So there I am, broke, hungover, hiding from a very large man who thinks I stole his boots. I duck into a small stone building near the West Canal. Quiet, warm, smelled like incense and unresolved trauma. Anyway, I sit in the back, try not to breathe too loud. Then someone mistakes me for a priest, says, forgive me, Father, for I have, and I panicked. I nodded. The robes and the roll. Okay? Turns out, there was a priest. Brother Aldra. But, he'd fallen asleep behind the altar after an unfortunate wine tasting ritual. So, I do what any reasonable does, and I lean into the role. I gave advice. I quoted a book I haven't read. I even made up a holy gesture I now see people doing in back alleys. By sundown, I had three believers and a food donation. Now, the confession. Now here's where it gets tricky. A woman comes in, hooded, quiet. Says she's been cursed for stealing something sacred. I ask, what did you steal? She says, a name that wasn't mine. And suddenly, I don't feel like she's joking anymore. Which makes me wonder if she was talking about me. I told her, let the name go. That guilt isn't a debt, it's just weight. She left lighter, I stayed heavier. The aftermath. They never found out I wasn't Halbrun. Oh, I am, well. Until the real Halbrun woke up and kicked me out. But for a day, I was whole. And I didn't steal a thing. Except, maybe, a little piece. Half-truths, whole drinks, and one blessing at a time that wasn't mine. Or, what was it? Half-truths, whole drinks, and once, a blessing that wasn't. Anyway. Next episode, Gilbreth and the case of the stolen goat, which may have stolen me first, or five fake names I forgot were mine. Anyway, it's time for me to leave, and if you find something, or nothing. Hey, what was that?